What is up, Cowboy Crew? Welcome to another episode of Cowboy Up Podcast. Another Truck Diaries, honestly. I need a guest. I really do. I'm out in here in Phoenix area. I'm in Tempe specifically, but out here in Arizona. This is my second or third pod out here. I need to get a guest going. I really do. Before we get on this pod, talk about Supercross, my weekend, shit like that. I will let you guys know that this podcast is brought to you by Snohomish Hay and Cattle. This is a small company, you know. I haven't had a title sponsor in a really hot minute. I've been really kind of slacking on that. But small company, but big opportunities when it comes to beef. They're just a small family. Just a husband, wife, and three little kiddos. They'll raise British white cattle, and they sell all their beef in bulk. They do, I think, specialty orders here and there, I believe, but it's all grass-fed beef, everybody. Grass-fed, local in Washington. So I don't know specifically. I have to reach out to them. I was looking at this during this ad read to see if they will ship. But locally, if you're in Washington, you're in the Snohomish County area or anywhere in Washington, go to, Snohomish Hay and Cattle. They sell their beef in bulk. And if you want to find out more information, just go to www.snohomishhayandcattle.com or go to their Instagram at Snohomish Hay and Cattle. So go give them a follow, go give their website a look. A little looksies, and go get some beef inside your body. Go get some nutrients. Don't go to the fucking Walmart. Don't go to Freddy's. Don't go to Safeway. Don't go to that fucking place wherever you go get your groceries. Don't go to that, you know, frozen meat market or frozen meat section and go fucking get that pesticided bullshit, processed bullshit. Go to Snohomish Hay and Cattle. Do your boy a favor. All right, let's get on with the episode. So, Seattle Supercross just happened. I'll just get right into Supercross. How about that? Best race of the year. Honestly, best race of the year. By far. Like, I was, like, getting bored. Like, bummed. I found myself being bummed of this season. I was just like, why does it have to be one? Like, Feld is making it like a Jet Lawrence show, unfortunately. I mean, Jet's doing it himself. I'm not saying that, like, they're changing tracks or they're, like, I've heard some shit, people being like, oh, they're changing, did they change, you know, the track layouts, you know, to make it easier for the European guys coming over. You know, you got Jet winning, you got, what's his face? I like his name. I like his style. KTM dude. Fuck. I'm having a fucking... He won Daytona. He won back-to-back. Fuck. This is gonna... We're not even 4 minutes into the show. I'm having a fucking brain fart. Tom Vial. Sorry. Tom Vial. Tom Vial's winning. Jet Lawrence is winning. Both from MXGP. Like, do you think that, like, they're changing tracks, like, making them easier for the GP guys to, like, go faster and blah, blah, blah? No, I don't think that's the case. I just think that, like, I don't know. I don't really know what to think, honestly. It sucks because it's, like, the Jet show, and it's, like, fuck. Like, was it like this, you know, for, like, people that didn't like Eli? I don't know who doesn't like Eli. If you don't like Eli, I don't know what to tell you. But, like, was this for, like, Eli when he just kept winning, and, like, give up a couple here and there? Was this, like, for in the Ricky stages? Because that was a huge, like, if you didn't like Ricky, and you only like James. Like, I didn't like James for a hot minute until he got on Yamaha. Like, I hated James. I don't know why. Is it like that again? Is it like the McGrath era? I definitely don't know anything about that, because like I grew up in the 90s, but didn't watch Supercross in the 90s. I didn't watch it until James, Chad, and Ricky. That was when I was old enough to be like, hey, like this shit's on TV. Let's watch it. Anyways, like I find myself like hating the situation that we're in, where not everyone is winning. Well, kind of. I feel like there's more guys winning, but not on a consistent basis. I feel like Jet's the only one that's consistent. Anyways, with the whole situation, like, I sit here, watching Seattle Supercross, who, if you just now are just now fucking listening to this podcast or somehow stumbled across it, I'm from Seattle area. I was born in UW Hospital in Seattle, but, like, I grew up, like, an hour north of Seattle. But every birthday, it always, like, back in the day, since I was 11, Seattle Supercross landed on my birthday every year, if not a day or two before, depending on when the calendar wanted Saturday to land it. But, like, for my 11th birthday, it was on my birthday. Went to Seattle Supercross from 11. Missed a few years, probably, like, 16, 17, 18-ish around that time. Maybe a few here and there. But consistently went to Seattle Supercross every single year. Were there some mutters? Yes. Terrible races? Yes. Here and there. But 85% of the time, great fucking racing. At least, like, live. Like, on TV, not all the time was it great. I watched Ryan Villopoto win his first 450 Supercross. That was probably the best race I've ever seen, just from being a RV fan, being a hometown guy. Translating that into Levi Kitchen, I'm a huge Levi Kitchen fan. Bummed that he went to Cowie. Wish he stayed on Star. But would have still loved to see that go on this year. Having Levi win, having that great of a race with Cooper, Jet shortly kind of getting out of the race, him crashing in that sand section, Cooper, Jet, and then Chase Sexton, I was like, dude, what a fucking race did I miss? Like, I was like, fuck, should I have just flown in real quick just for the weekend, maybe flown in on Friday, left on a Sunday, just, you know, flown in for the weekend? Fuck. You know, like on Friday morning, Saturday, or Friday night, Saturday morning, I was like, thank God I didn't waste my money and time to go out to Seattle, because it looked like it was going to be a mutter. I was like, this is a shit show. Thank God I didn't go watch another mutter. I'm sick of mutters. I do not love watching mutters. It gets me bored. Granted, a dry race that, you know, I know who's going to win by minute 11 is boring also, but at least there's some shit going. I'm not a big mutter fan, so I was like, Friday morning, I was like, ha! This makes me feel better. But, like, by the time second qualifying was done, I was like, motherfucker! Like, why didn't I just go to Seattle Supercross? Like, that's my thing, is to travel to other fucking states. I've been doing that since 2020 or 2019. Like, why didn't I go back home and go watch this race? Damn it, dude. So I'm bummed out I didn't go, but I am. That was a great race to go, like, be proud of. The best race of the season so far was Seattle. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. Chest pounding, like, that's right. We delivered, because Seattle Supercross is, like, uniquely founded on, like, it's raining. Not 50-50 chance it's going to be raining. So I'm hyped. I love that Levi got a win there. In front of the home crowd, he had like 30 or 40 fucking people, friends and family, show up. He had like a whole suite for him. Love that for Levi. Got Cooper Webb and Chase Sexton battling out to the very last turn. Five hundredths of a second, half a second. of a finish between the two. Great race. I love it. Eli got a shit start. He was in like 16th or something. I think he got 6th, I think, or 5th on the night. I'm pretty sure. So, I mean, it could have been worse for the boy. But damn it, dude. I'm just like, Eli. Like, Eli qualified first and qualified one. I'm like, bro, he's got it. It's tonight. Like, he does great in Seattle. Don't know why. Don't know if it's because it gets ruddy or that type of soil. That type of dirt. I don't know. But, man, I was like all in it. I was like, let's go. It's Eli's day. It's Eli's night. Like, we got it. He's going to get some points up on. Hopefully, Cooper finishes second. And then Jet finishes either third or worse. So they can kind of creep up. I'm a huge Eli fan. So I need Eli to fucking go, go, go. But he's not going. Hopefully he's not like, fuck it. Then this is his last year. Because I don't even think he'll be second in points. He'll be lucky if he's in third in points, to be honest. Like, it bums me out. Bums me out, dude. So, yeah, it's a bummer. But, hey, it got me hyped. And it led me on to my weekend. My weekend was interesting. Very, very interesting. So, Saturday didn't do too much. Just watched Seattle Supercross and then watched the Rose and Amanda Ribas fight. And that was a good one. I put money on Rose to get a TKO or knockout to win, like, I don't know, like $30 or something. And I lost that money for sure. I only bet like 12 or 13, something like that. But I still lost the potential of, like, winning, like, $40 or something. But, anyways, I lost that bet. That bums me out. But, that was a great fight, even though I was falling asleep. Because your boy does not stay up later than 8:30. And it's tough. It's tough for your boy sometimes. But, yeah, that was a great fight. Got hyped from that race, watching that race in Seattle. Woke up early, and I was like, dude, I just got my new handgun. I got a Palmetto State Armory 9mm. It's called a Dagger Micro. So it's not a full-size 9mm. It's more of like a concealed carry. So I'm like, I was like waking up on Saturday, like, should I go shooting or should I go ride? Because I'm hyped. You know, one, I need to go shoot my new gun that I just got, make sure it fires right and I like it, and etc. But I'm also hyped. I need to go ride. And I was like, fuck. Over at Four Peaks area, it's a public land area, public riding area. I've seen, so where I park at, there's like another section probably 5-10 minutes down that people, you know, go. Right, there's a wide enough area where you go drive your truck, pull into a little off exit area, and you can go. I saw people shooting over there, so I was like, fuck it, let's bring the gun, let's bring the fucking dirt bike, let's go ride, let's go shoot afterwards. So woke up somewhat early, got a slow start, but ended up making my way over to the rolls around like 9:45, 10 o'clock. It was raining, so I was like, fuck. It was raining hard on the way there, too. Like, hard. Like, morning wood hard. And I was like, fuck. I'm going to wait this out. So, parked, and it was still raining. Waited for, like, an hour, 45 minutes, an hour. And, like, just waited out the rain. I was like, I'm not scared, or, you know, of a little mud, but I don't want to ride in the rain. I just don't. I did that when I was a kid growing up in Washington. I was like, fuck it, like, as a kid, y'all, I'll do anything to ride. I don't care if I'm in a fucking rainstorm. I'll go ride. But as an adult, I'm a little pussy. So I fucking waited out the rain and rode. And it was a good ass time. But like before I even went out, you know, go warm up the bike, it didn't start. I've been keeping my bike outside, unfortunately. Thinking like, hey, Arizona, like, there's no moisture in the air. The frame and parts won't get, you know, rusted, like, we're good. unlike Washington, where there's so much moisture in the air, so much humidity, that shit will fucking rust like a motherfucker. But it's been cold at night and in the morning, so your boy go to warm it up. I'm like, fuck! Ah! So I fucking like tried bump starting it right next to my truck a couple times, went, you know, down the trailhead and tried finding, I just was like, I tried like three or four times. My funniest moment was like, there was these rental, you know, like when you go like these dealer trailers, they'll have like all the nice brand new cars and or trucks or both on the trailer, and they're like 8 deep or 10 deep. They're all, you know, butted up next to each other on a trailer. Well, it's like one of those, but like quads, like 15 quads. So they left and I was like, fuck it, I'll fucking push my fucking bike up to the fucking top and I'll turn around and, you know, ride it neutral down, bump start it down there. I tried that and it didn't work. So I was thinking like, dude, is this really not gonna work right now? Like, what the fuck? So I was like bummed. I was like, dude, this is okay. I have one more shot to go down like the main road. I know there's a lot of hill that I can get a lot of speed. I was surprised that the trailer didn't do it because it's a pretty big trailer, but I was like, fuck, I got one more shot. And if not, I'm just going to leave my fucking bike on the side and go and park next to it and load my bike up. Like, I don't give a fuck. Thank God it fucking worked. I got it. The main road bump start worked. Got my bike going. And then, so I was, how, I posted on my Instagram, by the way, this is a reel, so, or I posted it on the reel, was, I fucking started riding, I got past, like, the main, there's, like, this red dirt area where I fucking, I like it, but there's a lot of puddles, a lot of, like, I can't really go fast on it, so I was, like, not very good content for the moto shit. So I was like, I'll wait about, it takes about 3 minutes to get past that area, and then it's like really sandy after that, and a lot of, it's like sand surfing at that point. Third, fourth gear topped out, very fast riding. So I was like, I got past there at the 3 minute mark, and then about 5 minutes after that, roughly 3 to 5 minutes to get past that red dirt area, and put the GoPro on my iPhone lock thing that faces me. You can see this on my Instagram, by the way. Put it on. I'm like going, right? I'm like, all right. Like, I'm not going like fourth gear tapped. There's a few like blind 90 degree corners. So I hit it and like maybe start a third, if not topped out in second. So I'm not going crazy fast, but I'm like, I'll like hit like mid third at some points. So I'm like 3 minutes into this GoPro footage and I'm like, I'm taking these like sweeping turns, not so much 90 degree turns. And I take this left and I'm like, so I sway to the left a little bit after I take like the high berm and I'm going, I keep swaying to like the left a little bit. I might even took it on a right and like just kind of leaned in the left. I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure I was turning left. And I leaned a little bit towards the left, however which way I was fucking going. And I hit a branch. And the branch hit my helmet and my goggles. And it split open my fucking goggles. And I was like, oh shit. Now, were my goggles a little compromised from a tabletop back at Riverdale a few, you know, 6-7 months ago that I may or may have not have crashed on? Maybe. But either way, this branch hit my helmet, the side of my helmet hit my goggles and split open my goggles. I was like, my goggles were like all fucking tumbly in my helmet. And I'm like, ah, fuck. You hear it in the reel. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, I stop pulling the clutch and I kind of get to a stop and I pull off my goggles and they're like fucking spaghetti. I'm like, motherfucker. So I fucking throw away my goggles. I was pissed. I know you shouldn't do that. Don't do that, kids. Don't just throw away your goggles. Figure out a way to carry them back to the campsite. But throw away my fucking goggles and go on riding without goggles, because I was like, I'm not riding with a buddy. I'm like, I shouldn't get any more roost. Now, I'll, you know, the front tire will every once in a while kind of kick up a little dirt every once in a while to get a little bit in your eye or on your face or whatever. But nothing like roost that somebody can kick up in front of you and fuck up your whole vision. So I was like, fuck it. I'll keep going till the very end of this one trail that I go to and turn around and then go back and we'll call it a day. So I get back to the truck and I chill for a little while, load up my bike, go up and go shooting, shoot probably, I don't know, 25, 30 rounds, maybe not even, probably 20, 25, maybe max rounds out of my new handgun, and loved it, love shooting it. It's only a 9mm, so it's not nothing crazy, just good enough to pepper somebody a few times if they want to fuck around and find out. So good Sunday. So yeah, I should have submitted some no dumb questions and topics for you guys for me to answer at the end of this podcast, or in the middle, or in the beginning, however the fuck I really want to do it. Really should have, because that's all I really got for this podcast. Because I watched some of the UFC. I did watch I watched some prelims out of the card. Obviously watched, so there's this dude, I forgot the fucking name, I'm just out of my MMA game these days, but there's the bite happened on this card too. They officially posted, the UFC officially posted bite of the night. He got another bonus. Who knows if that's the 50 grand that, you know, you would get for a performance bonus or not, but that's wild. Don't know why you would do that. Guy's an idiot. I believe he got cut right after that fucking fight happened. So, idiot motherfucker. But, there was a couple bangers. There was this fight that me and my buddy Devin Schultz, if you follow the pod, you know Devin. Let's see here. There's this guy, Simon. Or Simon, however the fuck you say his name. But it was Simon and Talbot. That fight was great. Simon's a stud. He is tough as fuck. I'm surprised that he didn't go out in the first round. But I believe right away, if I remember right, first 30 seconds in the second round he got knocked out, but by Talbot. But that was a great fight. That was awesome. There's a couple other bangers on that card. I just can't remember the names. So because I suck at my job, I really do. But on that note, I hope you guys don't have a sucky week. I hope you guys enjoyed this pod. Like I said, go to Snohomish Hay and Cattle, either on Instagram or on their website. Go buy some fucking beef from them. Shout out to them. Shout out to Seattle Supercross. I wish I was there live. Shout out to handguns. Shout out to the Second Amendment. And shout out to America, dude. Cowboy up. Hammer down. We out.